Banner ads aren't just pretty pictures. They're your station's digital dollar signs. If your website is generating traffic but not revenue, it's time to rethink your ad game. This week, we have 10 proven tips to design banner ads that get noticed and clicked. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. You know, banner ads remain a vital tool for radio stations looking to monetize their digital platforms. And hopefully you are doing that because they're affordable, they're trackable, and they can significantly boost your revenue if they're done right. But traffic alone is not enough. Once visitors arrive, your banner ads must be designed to convert, just like your on-air ads, that when somebody hears it, they're forced to act. And so here's how to craft banner ads that not only look great, but they also generate clicks. Because yes, there is a science behind everything that we do. Now, before we jump into ad design, your sales team should have a comprehensive digital inventory list. Now, we've mentioned this several times here on the podcast and on our website. There is a downloadable link to the digital inventory list. We actually have a template. It's just a starter template, just an Excel spreadsheet, basically, that will give you some ideas on what to sell across your station website, all of the, you know, the different sizes, where they are, where they're located, how many is available to rotate in those positions. Are you selling YouTube ads? Are you doing Facebook stuff? All of that stuff should be in your digital inventory list across everything digital. Podcast sponsorships, your mobile app, everything that you have online is in this list. Now, this clear inventory helps your team sell smarter, and it ensures that no revenue is out there just being overlooked. Because a lot of times that we found that salespeople, when they're, you know, they jump into radio, they're all about radio. And when it comes to online, they're just kind of like, I don't know anything about CPM and all these clicks and impressions, and they don't really understand that. You know, a couple of episodes ago, we talked about treating your website as a radio station. This kind of bridges that gap and gives them opportunities to know what they have available to sell and why they're selling it and how it can benefit the clients that they're selling it to. So the digital inventory list is a must have. So now let's get into what makes great banner ads. Sticking with high performing banner ad sizes is number one. The most effective banner ad sizes are still the gold standard across every website. These ad sizes are basically the same. And we recommend these standard sizes because ad agencies are likely to have creative assets in these sizes by default. So if you do get a national buy, it's very, very easy for them to, you know, send you the check and send you the creative and you get it on your website. You don't have to do anything. If you have a size that is not one of the standard sizes, we're talking about 728 by 90, 300 by 600, 300 by 250, 336 by 280. These sizes are the pretty much the standard across all websites. And if you're doing something that's different, the ad agency sends you creative, then you have to kind of make it fit within your custom size. Not saying that custom sizes are bad. I'm just saying there's just extra steps to go through if an ad agency sends you any creative. The best thing that I can tell you about this is just to be consistent, because I have seen websites where, you know, you may have, you know, they're trying to rotate, you know, one week there's a 728 by 90 here, and then the next week there's a 728 by 120 because that's what the agency sent. But just keep your website consistent, because when your website looks very, very different from the times that people go to your website, then that kind of it causes a little discomfort psychologically in your visitors, and they're less likely to return. So being consistent, you don't want to rotate mismatched websites. It's like rotating a 300 by 600 with a 300 by 250. Because when this happens and you rotate those odd sizes, then the content, as you rotate those in and out, the content shifts up and then shifts back down whenever the other size rotates in and out. And this content going up and down when you're trying to read it, very, very distracting. And when it's distracting, people start leaving and they don't want to come back because they don't want that eye twitching and everything like that, because on your website. So that's something that you definitely want to keep in mind. Number two is simplicity sells. Banner ads must grab attention instantly. Cluttered designs, excessive text, all of this stuff repels users. It's just, if it's something is hard to look at, you're not going to look at it, right? So use clean layouts, concise messaging, and one clear call to action. One banner ad, one call to action. The client has multiple calls to action. You know, sign up for our newsletter, visit our website, click here for more information. Then rotate those ads, each one having one call to action. This will be a whole lot more beneficial for the client than having all of these on one banner ad. Because obviously, a banner ad, you're not going to be able to click three different times and go three different places. So it's better to just have one call to action. You also want to avoid centering the logo as a focal point. Yeah, everybody's logo, you know, that's what they want to get out there, and they want people to remember it and everything like that. Absolutely. But a logo alone gives no incentive to click. You have to have some sort of message and purpose for the banner ad. Because you've seen it. I know you've seen it. Okay, yeah, we'll put your banner ad on there, and it's just the logo. And you may not even know what they do. You may not know who to call. Is there a reason to click here? Does it go to their Facebook page when I click it, or is it going to go take to their website? You know, if there's no real incentive to click, you're not going to click it. I see a lot of stations actually doing this wrong. It's just putting a client logo on there with no real call to action. All right, number three is to prioritize your design hierarchy within the banner ad. A well-structured ad includes, of course, the logo, like we mentioned, to reinforce that brand identity, a value proposition, 25% off this weekend only, and then a call to action, book now, see the deals, find my perfect car. All of these are clear call to actions that give the visitor a reason to click on it. Now, your value proposition should be the most eye-catching thing on this banner ad. The call to action should be a visual hotspot that encourages action. So try to avoid vague wording, like learn more. We see that so many times. Just learn more or visit now. It's kind of vague on what's going to happen once I click on it. And there's so many things to click on every website now. So you want to give them a clear call to action and that gives them some sort of idea what's going to happen once they click on that, all right? And a reason to click on that. And then number four is make text scannable. Like I said, if it's hard to read, you're not going to want to read it, right? So keep your copy minimal, four lines or fewer. Use contrasting font sizes to establish a visual flow across the banner ad. Avoid ornate or tiny fonts. Stick to legible, bold, like sans serif typefaces, and ensure that your message jumps off the screen. Number five is create urgency. People act on FOMO, fear of missing out. So use time-sensitive language like ends tonight, only three left, early bird pricing. And when you pair this with bold colors and directional design cues, that guides the eye to the call to action. So what you're doing is you are guiding them across the banner ad to the call to action. Then number six is to align with brand identity. Of course, you don't want a red ad and then have a blue logo. You want to make sure that everything kind of flows and looks together. If the ad doesn't visually match the client's landing page design, once they click on it, it's going to cause confusion and drop-offs. Like this big red ad, and then when you click on the ad, it goes to an all green page or blue page. All right, so match the color palettes on and font sizes and that sort of thing and all the tone to ensure a seamless user journey once they click on that banner ad. You know, and hopefully you're getting some of this. There's a lot of psychology when it comes into banner ad design, website design, a lot of things, the things that actually affect the user's journey and how the user feels and eventually acts. It all comes together in this psychological layer. So you want to be sure that you're kind of checking off all of these boxes just to ensure that the person viewing this image is actually doing what you want them to do. You have to kind of check all those boxes there. Number seven is to use imagery with purpose. Not every banner ad needs an image. But when you use one, make sure it's relevant, make sure that it's high quality, and make sure that it's authentic. So avoid using the cheesy stock photos. It's better to take a photo at the client business, somebody that's actually at their counter or something like that, or sitting in their restaurant or in front of their dealership or something like that. And I say this because often striking type over brand colors can perform better than a poor image. So keep that in mind. Not every banner ad has to have some sort of stock image to go alongside of it. Number 8 is to let color drive emotion. Color isn't just for decoration. It communicates emotion. Like red conveys urgency. Blue implies trust. Green suggests growth and money. Again, we're leveraging the psychology to contrast to make the call to action pop. If you need inspiration, we have a link in the show notes to a color guide that kind of goes through what each color inspires in people. Number 9 is to embrace subtle animation. Animated ads generally perform better than static ones, but restraint is crucial because you want to keep these animations under 10 seconds and loop no more than 3 times. Always end with a strong call to action and avoid distracting transitions, because if you have this banner ad that's flashing and it can cause discomfort, and you're going to actually make people do the opposite of what you want them to do. You want them to see the ad and take it in, right? And click on the call to action. But if it's too much, then people start looking away. You got to think, the reason that they have these disclaimers on movies and stuff with flashing lights and things that blink or whatever is because some people don't like that, and it causes, a lot of bad feelings about it. So if you have an ad that is like that, it's probably doing the opposite of what you want it to do. Subtle movement that draws attention without overwhelming, that's your sweet spot. And then number 10 is to optimize your format and file sizes for your images. Most platforms, they accept JPEG, WebP, PNG, GIF, and HTML. You can use JPEG or WebP for static ads, or GIF or HTML5 for simple animations. And you always want to keep your files under 150 KB to ensure quick load times and visibility before users scroll past. Now, I will tell you that some browsers will place a play button over GIF files. So you want to keep this in mind. This happened a couple months ago, where I had a client that reached out to us thinking that there was something wrong with the website, because they went and their client banner ad that the client sent them was an animated GIF, but when they put it on their website, it showed a play button. It didn't automatically rotate and everything like that. So that was actually a browser setting that was doing this. And so that's something that you can't turn off for your, every one of your website visitors. So that's something that they had to rethink and come back and redo that as an HTML5 ad. All right. So as I was making out this list of 10 things, I come up with a bonus tip, and this is from personal experience. Take time for your clients. I see so many banner ads out there that appear like the person who created it simply just took the graphic that the client probably gave them and resized it to fit within their either 728 by 90 or 300 by 250 places or whatever. Please take the time to learn Photoshop or Canva, or even hire the creative out to somebody else. Either way, give your clients the very best banner ad possible. I used to spend hours in the production room trying to create a 30-second commercial that was the very best audio on our radio stations. So much so that I got in trouble for spending too much time on client banner ads. Of course, when the banner ad won an Addy, I didn't hear that no more. But what I'm saying is, treat every banner ad with the same amount of care that you would their on-air ad, all right? Because the goal is the same, is to get more people to their business, all right? And just a logo, that's not going to do that. Effective banner ads combine art, strategy, psychology, like I said. They're not just decoration. They're tools to engage, convert, and to generate revenue. And if your team lacks the time or the talent for ad creation, consider hiring a professional who understands performance-driven design, all right? Because that is only going to make you more revenue. So hopefully the heart of this message this week is to, you know, give your clients the very best banner ads possible so you can make more revenue. Hopefully that has come across. Hey, do you need help with your station website? We'd love to help you. Reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.